In today's gospel, Jesus admonishes us not to be anxious about our clothing or our food. And if he had added shelter, he would have covered everything that we humans truly need day to day. A roof over our head to protect us from the elements, food to eat, clothing to wear. And he also goes on to say that God has such tender care over even the lilies, which he says are more beautiful than Solomon the king arrayed in his kingly glory. And he says, after all, what is it? It's grass that's here today and gone tomorrow. That God has such tender care even for the grass, Jesus is saying, he also has that tender care for us. And earlier in the gospel today, Jesus told us that no one can serve two masters. He tells his hearers that they cannot serve both God and mammon. And what is mammon that Jesus says here? Well, beloved, it's everything that surrounds us, that we're bombarded with every day. The television, the seeking after wealth, after status, after comfort. Jesus says that all of this, and we know this from the Gospels, that all of this is at loggerheads with God, stands in opposition to God. And I think that we understand that the things of this world which are passing away are things in which we should not put any trust. But this is very deeply ingrained in our society, where we see hundreds of ads, hundreds of advertisements on our computer from click to click, on our cell phones, on the television, on the radio. Even as we drive down the street, we see signs telling us to buy, 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 to want, want, want. And this is a science, what Madison Avenue does, to instill in us the urge to want, the urge to buy, the urge to have things of this world that are passing away. That you can't live without this. You're not a complete person if you don't buy that. You don't have what it takes if you don't buy this product to fit in. This is deeply ingrained in the culture. And it's not something unique to our age, but it certainly is intense in our age. To be told to want things, to be told that these things are things we need, the urge to buy, to want. And Jesus, he himself is the one against whom we should check our insides, the depths of our heart. As the scriptures tell us, God himself telling us, we must pay attention to ourself, to our inside, to our heart, to keep watch over what our wants are, what our urges to buy are, what the things we desire are. And the ultimate person against whom we check our wants is God and His Christ. And following from that, our neighbor, our fellow human being. For Christ Jesus tells us that our life is here with God, with Him, with our neighbor. This is what gives us life. Where life is found. Where we will be in God's presence. And everything else, the lot of it, all the things we're tempted to want, tempted to need, not really being a need, they do not have life in them. And they do not lead to life. What they lead to is a pretty corpse and a decorated coffin. And what good does that do any of us? Beloved, let us pay heed to our Master who calls us. The one whose body is broken. And we hear it at every liturgy. This is my body, broken for you. Broken. Mutilated. Suffering upon the cross. Do you have time to pay attention to me? Do you listen to me? Will you give heed to me? Speak to me, he says. He who dies for us, the ungodly ones, as we heard in the epistle today, he is our life, not this passing world. Only in Him can we find life. In no material thing, but in Him. So let us spend less communion with the television or the things of this world, and more communion in prayer with God, who not only is our life, but is life, that we may be rooted in Christ, to whom is due glory with His Father and the Spirit forever. Amen.